how about the
animal in the swamp to go boom, boom, boom?
Frog?
Any kinds of frogs that you can think of? Different names for frogs?
I don't write it offhand from you.
How about an animal that looks, or whatever this is, it looks about like a frog, only it's not one.
Toad.
Now, but the sort of thing that you'd get to put on your hook when you go fishing crawls around in the ground. What do you?
Worm.
Any distinctions of different kinds here? They're all the same worms?
Well, they're big ones and little ones.
Do you have any different name for the big one?
No, I wouldn't know.
You ever caught
them? Nightcrawler.
See, you had a word after all. You don't talk about angle worms, mud worms, red
angle worms.
Fish worms. Maybe you said. Now, a dish which is supposed to be very good, I have never eaten. I just have to show you. I don't know how to describe.
Oysters?
Now, a sort of pest, again, that gets into the clothes in the summertime and eats holes in them sometimes. What do you...
Moths and crickets.
Would you repeat that?
Moths and crickets.
I haven't had any crickets get in my clothes. Around here, I suppose they would, out in the country.
They
Go ahead
eat
and talk, it's all right.
They eat bigger holes than the moths.
Well, they do. Now, there's a certain kind of bug in the summer, or... insect that flies around and at night lights up.
Lightning bug? Lightning bug, I should say.
Oh, you should say it the way you normally. Same word? Now another kind that builds a nest under the edge of the roof and
they go around,
they sting.
Locust.
They have
a wasp.
And if you had a more than one, you'd say there goes some
swarm.
A swarm of what? I want the plural of this. What I'm after, very frankly.
Bees.
More than one wasp is two, one wasp or five.
Well, I think it's the same, isn't it? Wasp. Wasp.
anything like a wasp that flies around that bothers you? People in the summer.
Oh, we're scared.
How about a hornet?
Hornet.
Now, sometimes as bait, they use small, little teeny small fishes. I guess they're fish.
Minnows.
Now, the insect that. Inside the house, when we don't clean carefully, builds a little web around.
Cobwebs?
Well, what if the insect doesn't instead? Does an insect build a cobweb for you?
Yes, it's something like that, isn't it? They weave it. Mm-hmm. Spider? Mm-hmm.
Would you call it a spider web also, or is there a difference between a spider web and a cobweb to you, or is it
same thing?
Well, I would think they'd be the same, wouldn't you?
And what about outside? If you'd see one out in the woods someplace, one of these, would you call it a cobweb there also? Or?
I don't know.
Probably not. Okay, a tree has something holding it in the ground. What is this?
Roots.
One of these words we were talking about a while ago. another kind of an animal, a reptile, I guess it is, has a hard shell, lives in the water, an amphibian.
Turtle?
Yeah.